Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, is thethirdingredient.com. And also, they're available on Amazon. Dr. Bill Duckelberg is our guest, chief economist for the NFIB, purveyor of the index, the Small Business Index, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which is a legendary report that he's been putting out now every month for many decades, and we're the happy recipient of his excellent work and so grateful for it. Bill, good news this month from last month. The index is almost at just basically at the record level. You talked about capital spending is they are spending money. It's not higher, but it's still pretty darn, I mean, they're still at a high level. Labor, I want to come back to this thing. We talked a minute ago about the fact that there's a crisis of employees, and yet hiring was up last month.
Yeah. Well, we still find workers. I mean, remember, there's population growth in the U.S., so every month, you know, there are kind of statistically more people, you know, new people come into the labor force.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so a whole bunch of people turn 16, for example, then officially they can be a member of the labor force then. And I mean, so the labor force grows because our population grows, but so you can get more jobs every month just because the population keeps growing. But we've really had better numbers than that. We've been averaging over 200,000 now for months and months and months,
right?
You know, from the government stats, and that's really very solid considering that, you know, the labor force is not growing as fast as we'd like it to. I mean, so we're trying to grow 4% in GDP, but the labor force is growing under 1%. You know,
right.
Sooner or later that catches up with you.
Well, see, that's something that I've warned about, and you and I may have talked about this, I don't remember, but I've warned about the fact that at some point in time, the economy was going to suffer noticeably, immeasurably, because of the unavailability of qualified people, and the ability to replace those people with technology isn't catching up with that, especially in this, for the smaller firms, right?
Right. It takes time for the technology to settle in and make a difference. So we're working on it, of course, as we go along. But in the short run, which would be, you know, like within a period of a year, if demand really goes up, the only way you can really handle that is with more labor.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're short on that. So if you look at, you know, since 1982, we've done a big survey asking people, our members, what's the most important problem facing your business? We give them a list of 75 items, and they rank them. And until this year, the top 10 has always been dominated by government. The top 10 issues always government, taxes, health care,
mm-hmm.
regulations, so on and so forth. So this last one that we did in 16 was the first time that a real business problem appeared at number 10. It was
mm-hmm.
finding qualified workers. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so maybe shrinking government out is really allowing us to see what the more interesting problems are that our small business members face.
You know, Bill, in a lot of years, you and I don't kind of gloss over the inflation element of your report. But I want to land on that a little bit today because inflation is going up. It's around 3%, I think, in the United States right now. And you reported that your folks reported an increase in those who are able to adjust their prices up. And so that's good news. And I wanted to tell you that I asked my audience about this very topic last week, and almost 70%, Bill, I'm so excited about this. Almost 70% of our respondents said they either were definitely raising prices across the board or they were somewhat. In fact, the biggest part of that 70% were not allowing inflation to hurt them. They were definitely able to raise prices, and a smaller percentage said we're able to raise them somewhat. Bill, you and I both know how hard it is for a small business to raise prices, to have the courage to do that, to feel like they've got the strong enough economy to do that. This is excellent news for small business, and I think it's kind of a sleeper. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, a lot of things are, you know, we had profit reports of profit growth at record levels over the past few months, and, of course, we can attribute many things to that. Tax cut helps at the bottom line. Regulatory tax cut, that helps at the bottom line. But also the ability to raise prices improves the bottom line.
Yeah.
And you can only do that when the economy is strong. And sometimes, of course, you have to.
But Bill, when you've got a there,
and it's helping the bottom line.
When you don't have to pay off as many loans, when you've deleveraged, when you've got better cash, regular cash flow, you can be a little bit more independent with customers and against competition and tell a customer, yes, we're raising our prices because we're worth it. And if the customer says no, you won't go out of business. This is how you quantum leap. You have quantum leap success, I call it. And this is the chickens, the all these things coming home to roost now are good things that are happening all at once, and for once in a lot, first time in a long time, it's good to be a small business owner again.
Absolutely, it's our best of times. It's been a long time coming, and we are doing really well with it, and it looks wonderful. I mean, the percentage of our owners who say it's a good time to expand my business. Record high levels, and that's good. That's a good sign.
And they're borrowing more money. The people who say they're not interested in loans is down, and that tells me they're ready to borrow money to grow, Bill.
They are indeed, and they're doing it.
Still not a lot, but they're leaning that way. When we come back, folks, we're going to shift to a macro global issue that I want you to know about because it could possibly impact this little party we're having. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.